And whenever we sing, let us say tenderly, Our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon our souls.
Δόξα Πατρί και Υιώ και Άγιο Πνεύματι, και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν.
The bush which Moses has seen in the wilderness, and the fire that was in it, did not burn its branches.
This is a type of Mary, the undefiled virgin, which the word of the Father came and took flesh from her.
The fire of his divinity did not burn the womb of the virgin, and after she gave birth to him, she remained a virgin.
He did not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
The pride of all virgins is Mary, the Mother of God. For her sake he has abolished the ancient curse,
which came upon our race through the transgression which took place in the woman when she ate from the fruit of the tree.
Because of Eve, the door of paradise was closed to the virgin. It was opened for us once more.
We have become worthy of the tree of life to eat from, which is the body of God and his true blood.
Let us worship our Savior, the good lover of mankind. He had compassion upon us. He came and saved us.
He did not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
Which mind or what words or sound can attain unto the ineffable depth of your love for man, O God?
The one and only Word, begotten before all ages, incorporeal as to the Godhead, from the one Father.
And he also alone was born bodily without change or alteration from his only mother.
And also after she gave birth to him, she remained a virgin, and thus he showed her to be the Theotokos.
Oh, how great is the wealth and wisdom of God, for the womb that was condemned gave birth to children with sorrow.
It became the source of immortality. She gave birth to Emmanuel. Without the seed of man, he destroyed the corruption of our race.
Let us proclaim and say unto him, Glory be to the comprehensible one, the good lover of man, the savior of our souls. He came and saved us.
He did not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God. He came and saved us.
Oh, the honor of the conception of the virginal womb, and the Theotokos without seed, the angel witnessed.
When he appeared to Joseph, he said in this manner, The one to whom she will give birth is from the Holy Spirit.
For the word of the Father came and took flesh from her. She gave birth to him without change. The angel said to him,
She shall give birth to a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
And you will also call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their iniquities.
So when we become his people, he will save us with his might, and he will forgive us our sins. Let us be confirmed in him.
For he is God in truth, he became man without change. Glory is fitting to him, both now and forever.
He did not cease to be divine, he came and became the Son of Man. For he is the true God who came and saved us.
Oh, the divine and exceedingly wondrous birth pangs of Mary the Theotokos, the virgin at all times.
For she is where two came together, the undefiled virginity and the true birth.
For marriage did not precede the birth, neither did the birth loosen her virginity.
For he who was born is impassible as God from the Father, and he was also born according to the flesh, impassibly from the Virgin.
One out of two, divinity and humanity, him the Magi worshipped, confessing his divinity without words.
They offered him frankincense, for he is God, and gold, for he is King, and myrrh, giving a sign of his life-giving death.
What he accepted was for our sake, through his own will, the one and only good lover of mankind, the Savior of our souls, he came and saved us.
He did not cease to be divine, he came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
Oh, the great wonder, he took a rib from the side of Adam and fashioned a woman from it.
A mixture of humanity she gave perfectly to God the Creator and the Word of the Father.
This is he who took flesh in her, and she gave birth to him without change. As man they called his name Emmanuel.
Let us also entreat her as the ever Theotokos to intercede on our behalf before her beloved Son.
For she is greatly honored by all the saints and patriarchs, for she has brought to them the one whom they awaited.
And likewise all the prophets who prophesied about him in many ways and various forms, that he will come to save us.
And all the apostles, for she is the mother of the one they preached about in all the world.
The champion martyrs, for from her came the true judge of the contest, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wherefore, let us glorify the greatness of the abundance of his wealth and his boundless wisdom, entreating his great mercy.
He did not cease to be divine, he came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
The Lord truly swore to David and did not repent, saying, from the fruit of your loins I was set upon your throne.
So when the righteous one accepted in his heart that Christ be born in the flesh, he sought diligently
to find a dwelling place for the Lord God, the Word, and this he fulfilled with great vigilance.
And And he straightway cried out through the Spirit, saying, We have heard it in Ephrathah, which is Bethlehem,
that place which was appointed by Emmanuel, our God, in which to be born in the flesh for our salvation.
As it was also said by Micah the prophet, You also, Bethlehem, the land of Ephrathah,
are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Oh, what a symphony of all these prophets who prophesied with this one spirit for the coming of Christ.
He who is worthy of glory with his good Father and the Holy Spirit, both now and forever.
He does not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
The Trinity, co-essential with the Father, when he saw our lowliness and our bitter bondage,
he bowed the heaven of heavens and came to the womb of the Virgin. He became man in our manner, except for sin only.
When he was born in Bethlehem, according to the prophecies, he saved and redeemed us, for we are his people.
He did not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came and saved us.
I saw a sign appear in heaven. A woman is clothed with the sun, and the moon also was under her feet.
And behold, 12 stars as crowns upon her head, and bearing a child, she was in travail, crying out as she gave birth.
This is Mary, the new heaven on earth, out of whom the Sun of Righteousness shines upon us.
For the sun that enveloped her is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the moon under his feet, her feet, is John the Baptist.
For the 12 stars that crown her head are the 12 apostles who follow her and honor her.
Wherefore, all ye nations, let us glorify the Virgin, for she gave birth to God, and her virginity remains sealed.
He did not cease to be divine. He came and became the Son of Man, for he is the true God who came.